Hi, I'm Gary Wallach with NPR's Only a Game. As a result of state-sponsored doping, Russian track and field athletes have been banned from the Rio Olympics. The eligibility of other Russian athletes will be declared by the governing bodies of various sports. Commentator Bill Littlefield says he's recently acquired emails sent by some of these athletes, and only some of his fingers are crossed.
The news this week of leaked emails composed by members of the Democratic National Committee has overshadowed another significant communications leak, or at least it would have if the other leak were significant or real. Sources, which must remain unidentified, in part at least because they're fictional, managed to hack into the email of several Russian athletes, all of whom I made up. These particular athletes will not be participating in the Rio Olympics unless the IOC or the various sports governing bodies change their minds again and also decide to include people who don't exist. Anyway, to learn that one will not be participating in the Olympics after training for years for that opportunity must be heartbreaking. Or at least that's what we at Only a Game assumed before we gained access to the hacked materials and had them translated into English. We present here a fragment of those translations.
So, it is certain we will not be participating?
That is my understanding, comrade.
We don't have to go to Rio?
Yes, correct.
Do you hear that, my friends? We need not worry about the viruses in the water and the body parts washing up on the beach.
Yes, and here the toilets often work.
If those Australians who arrived early had known, they'd certainly have doped, don't you think? Then they wouldn't have to go to Rio, where they will be bitten by the Zika mosquitoes, robbed in the street, and kidnapped by drug dealers.
Our leaders are looking after us. Not only are we bigger, faster, and stronger, we're safer. And here in Russia, nobody will be trying to sell us cocaine in little packages decorated with the Olympic rings.
You cannot make this up.
How do you suppose our government knew that we would be better off failing drug tests and staying home than going to Rio?
They must have been watching when the brand new bridge collapsed. The president was removed from office, and the police and firefighters greeted arrivals at the airport with a big sign that read, "Welcome to hell."
Nothing gets by the KGB.
It's important to note that no actual athletes, Russian or otherwise, were quoted in the making of this production, nor were they harmed, because these particular Russian athletes don't exist.
Want to hear more from Only a Game? Check out this weekend's show. Former MLB star Sean Casey will tell us his wacky tale of being traded to Detroit at the summer deadline while his wife was closing on a house in another city. And we'll hear how a photographer turned graphic designer gave the NBA its famous logo. And you can always find us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game NPR.